My name is Rachel Rofe. I created this show because I wanted to help you see that if you have a choice, you can choose a better life. If you're listening to this podcast, you're in a pretty fortunate position. You have free will, ability to connect to the internet, and access to all kinds of new education. This podcast is meant to help you make the most of your good fortune. We talk with all kinds of people here from all walks of life because I want you to see that no matter what your situation, there's always a way to create a life that you're proud of. Hello! So today's episode is all about how you can incorporate more pleasure slash fun slash self-care into a busy day. Now, a lot of us are super busy and we're just so busy going from task to task all the time that it's really hard to just stop and make time for self-care. It should go without saying, but the more time that we do take to take care of ourselves, the happier we're going to be. And so that's why this is a really important topic. This is actually an episode that's brought by request. So I'm really grateful for that. It's a great idea to make an episode for. And before I even begin, I just want to remind you, if you have any questions or anything that you'd like me to make an episode on, please let me know. I would love to do anything that would benefit. If I feel like something could benefit a bunch of people, I'd love to make an episode on it. If it's not something that I know well, if I can't answer it well, then I'd be happy to ask other people that I know a lot of people, to make sure that you get the best episode possible. To do that, just go to either rachelrofe.com and post on the show notes, or rachelrofe.com/Facebook group and join the group and then ask there. Okay, why do we want more pleasure? Well, as I said, it'll make you happier overall. And, you know, there's a couple of things that I just want to talk about why we want pleasure before I go into different things that you can to get pleasure, so that you can really just start to frame why important this is. First thing, you know, a lot of us are just going, and thinking that the more we work, the more productive we're going to be. Productivity is such a buzzword. And yes, like, I'm into productivity too, but the reality is we're going to be more productive when we stop to take care of ourselves. You've probably noticed that yourself. I was actually just reading an article. There was a guy who spent a year doing productivity experiments. And every month for a year, he went and he did some other productivity experiments. So one thing was like meditating for 5 hours every day. One thing was the Pomodoro technique, and tried all these different things. And when he wrapped up the year, he had a top 10 list of his top 10 lessons from that year. And one of them was that working too much actually shatters your productivity. It burns you out. So the first thing that I would even say to people who are just go, go, go all the time is challenge the notion that working all the time is actually helpful. I know you might say, well, you know, I have these deadlines, I have things to do. But I found, and many people have found, that when you give yourself less time to do things, but it's more focused time, magically that stuff gets done way faster. If you haven't yet listened to that podcast with Becca Piastrelli about play, that might be something that would help you. And then the other thing is, with self-care, pleasure, there's all kinds of side benefits to taking care of yourself. It's going to help you feel more creative. You're going to be able to show up better for other people. So you'll be able to be a better family member and partner. And if you work, you'll be able to be a better worker or business owner, whatever it is. It's going to be a lot healthier for you. So when you're constantly in a state of stress, your body is in fight or flight mode. So that might mean that you gain weight, your adrenals burn out, you're exhausted all the time, you're cranky, and overall, you're just going to be happier. Then, of course, there's the litmus test of just, when you're on your deathbed, do you want to live with regret? And do you want to look back and say, you know, I was really productive, I got a lot done, or do you want to say that you took advantage of the things that life have to offer? So those are just a couple of things to kind of frame why taking care of yourself is so important. I can go on and on and on about them, but I want to make this an episode that's kind of short and easy to digest. So one of the things about pleasure is, the truth is, it's a muscle. It's just something that you need to build. So if you can even just take 15 minutes every day to build up that muscle, it's going to increase the quality of your life in a major way. Now, I also just want to call a spade here and be honest that it's lazy, actually. It's really lazy to not take the time to take care of yourself, because it's easier to just go through and be in go, go, go mode. When you're in that state of constantly go, it takes conscious work to stop and be able to slow down. If you can just even see it as that, if you don't identify with yourself as a lazy person, then maybe that will help, just that mindset shift of just realizing that it's going to take a little bit of work for you to take care of yourself. But it's amazing how good you'll feel when you're done. What we're going to do, I'm going to go through, I'm going to give you a couple different things that you can do to incorporate pleasure into your day. So I'll go through, I have about 10, and just listen for the one or the few that resonate with you the most. So it might be that you listen to this now and one of them pops out at you, and then you come back and you listen in a week and something else speaks to you. So this isn't like you pick one and then you do it forever. I keep these podcasts shorter, so especially the ones that I do, so you can just listen over and over, give a lot of different ideas. So whatever works the best for you in this moment, and we're all changing all the time, that's perfect. Okay, so the first thing that you can do is have a morning routine. So even if it's just 15 minutes every morning and you wake up before the other people in your house, do something that sets your tone for the day. Now, I talk a lot about morning routines because they're amazing. They're amazing. They will help give you a sense of groundedness if you have a lot of chaos in your life. They give your day a structure. They give your day a framework. So if you start the morning doing something that you enjoy, it's just going to have you feel a little bit more happier and just like the day is set off a lot better versus, let's say, waking up and chasing the kids or looking at your email or whatever it is. And even if another reason why I like morning routines so much is even if everything else goes crazy and you have zero time later on for anything else, you have no time for pleasure, at least you know when you get it in the morning, it's done. So in the first 15 minutes or however much time you can give yourself, 15 minutes I'm saying is a minimum. If you can give yourself an hour, great, awesome. Ask yourself whatever's going to bring you the most pleasure in that moment. So maybe it's going to be read a gossip magazine with a mug of tea. Maybe it's meditate. Maybe it's take a bath or go for a walk or have a dance break. Just ask yourself what would feel the best to you besides going back to bed, and then just do it. There's an awesome book called The Morning Miracle by Hal Elrod. So that will give you some great ideas too. And I know a lot of people have been doing that morning routine that he recommends and just waking up so happy. I also actually have a book coming up about just 5-minute different things that you can do in the morning that'll really help your day get set up for success. So if you go to rachelroffey.com/booklist, it might be there by the time you listen to this. Another thing you can do, and I actually just got this advice from my nutritionist, Ginny Johnson, is to schedule self-care in, to just put it into the calendar. Just like you would make sure to fit in a meeting for work, schedule massages, schedule classes you want to take, schedule time to connect with people. You could schedule, like, I want to have a half-hour call with my best friend, or anything that brings you joy. Just treat it like a work obligation and make sure that you make time to do it. Another thing that you can do is choose a word. One of the things that we do in the Facebook group is choose a word every day that's just kind of like your guiding word. It gives your brain a place to go when your default might be negative. What I mean is, let's say you have a super stressful day and you're in a constant state of reaction. So if you choose a word that's going to guide you for the day, let's say ease, which was my word yesterday, then you start looking at things in a way where you say, how can I choose ease in this moment? Or how can I make the situation be full of ease? I know this might sound crazy, but it just ask yourself the right questions so that instead of being in that default negative state, you just start to switch things around for yourself and you start to take control of your happiness. So actually, someone had posted in the Facebook group, I'm going to read you what she had said about the power of choosing a word. So she said, this afternoon I had my attention pulled to a 2006 series of events that were unsettling at the time. I asked myself what would happen if I were pleased, that was her word, pleased, with those events rather than upset. I sat with it for a minute, no longer, and the angst just kind of melted away. I was impressed, so fast, so easy. It transformed my past, capital letters, freaking me out, OMG. So that's how powerful choosing a word can be. It's just so simple. So just when you wake up in the morning, ask yourself, what word is going to guide my day today? Another thing you can do is just stop and take a few deep breaths. What I found is that when you're going all the time, you're very much in your head. And when you stop and take a few deep breaths, it just has a really nice way of reminding you of the truth, which is that everything is fine. You know, you've got this. You're in control. Another thing is stop trying to maximize everything, especially if you're focused on being more productive. You might be listening to audiobooks when you're driving or doing different things. If you have a few extra minutes, instead of doing something for yourself, you might go and catch up on email. So instead of trying to maximize every last second, Do something for you. So instead of listening to the audiobook, play songs that you can sing and dance to in your car. Instead of taking a few minutes to catch up on email, maybe go take a walk. You also, if you're somebody who responds well to goals, create self-care goals. I actually do this every month. You might ask somebody to either hold you accountable for, let's say, 2 massages a month or 2 yoga classes or both, or I'm going to take 5 dance breaks this month. Whatever it is, just create accountability around the things that you want more of, and then that's going to happen more. Also, you can make it a non-negotiable for yourself. So just like you brush your teeth twice a day and you eat dinner every day, make pleasure something that has to happen in your day. Just that's it. So it could be every morning like we talked about. It could be every night. It could be every time on your lunch break. Maybe you have like from 3 to 3:15 every day, non-negotiable. It's self-care time. Now, another thing is just work with what you already have if you need to. So for example, if you have kids and you feel like, well, that slows me down a lot, well, there's things that you can do that are going to bring you pleasure, you and your kids. So it all comes down to just asking yourself, like, what would bring all of us, what would make us all have fun? So maybe that's something like you blow bubbles together, or you dance together, you color together, finger paint, play with squirt guns outside, make snow angels if it's snowing, fly kites, act silly, whatever will bring you happiness, just do it. Another thing that I learned actually from Mama Gina's program that I did a couple of years ago, she talks about having a pleasure basket. And this is a really cool thing. It's an idea where you basically have a go-to pleasure basket full of things that bring you pleasure and make you happy. So some of the things that you might put in the basket that you can go to anytime you just want a boost, it might be like you have bubbles in there, either bubble bath or bubbles to blow, an iPod full of songs that you like, essential oils that you like, a guilty pleasure book or a magazine, some delicious dark chocolate or milk chocolate if that's what you want, a hand massager, a tea bag, a comedy DVD, nail polish, coloring book, a yo-yo, candle, a book of yoga stretches, journal, thank you cards, those punching balloons that you can blow up and play with, just anything that's going to make you happy so that you have things on hand whenever you want to increase the joy in your life. Another thing is just be clear on how you want to be feeling. So Danielle Laporte has this amazing book, The Desire Map, and she talks about having your core desired feelings. And so in there, she talks about the ways that you want to be feeling most of the time, or really all the time. And it's kind of like I said, choose a word for the day. If you have a few core words all the time, make decisions based on those feelings. So a lot of us tend to be overgivers. But when we're clear, you know, on how we want to feel all the time, and then we make decisions in line with how we want to feel, it's going to help us live lives that feel better to us. So it'll make it easier to say no, because for example, if one of your feelings that you want to feel is ease, and you have people asking you to do all these favors, and you realize that you're not in service of yourself if you say yes, it'll start to just slowly help you realize, actually, no, that's not something I want to do. That's not going to serve me. It's not going to serve my feelings that I really want to create in my life. So that would definitely be something that's really helpful. Another thing is just have a cutoff time for devices and for work. And just make sure that, let's say after 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, non-negotiable, you're just going to do things that bring you enjoyment, period. So that's something else that you can do. I know that one's a harder one, but it's really, really helpful. It's better for your health too, to just be able to wind down. Your sleep is going to be better and you'll wake up more motivated every morning too. So again, I just wanted to give you a bunch of different ideas. If multiple ones or even just one popped out at you, try that, see how it works. And then you can either fit more in or try a new one, whatever. And if you have some other ideas, I'd love to hear from you. So just head over to rachelroffe.com or go to the Facebook group and share your ideas, please. It'd be awesome for all of us to just work on this together. We're all in this together. And thanks for listening. Hope this helped. Talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening to A Better Life. You can find all show notes for this episode at rachelroffe.com. If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe so you can automatically get access to all new shows. Let's also connect. Just go onto Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram /Rachel Roffe, and we can talk there. The opinions of all guests here are their own, and I'm not necessarily endorsing any of them. I do want to give you perspective, though. And always remember, if you have a choice, choose a better life.